Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Every one of us, every children of God, should know that you're a minister of reconciliation. You know, there's a lost world out there, and you know you're the closest thing to Jesus some people be around. And what are you going to do? Are you going to lead them to the Lord, or are you going to lead them to the world? You got to be careful, okay? We're His ministers of reconciliation, bringing people closer, closer, and closer to God. Amen. Letting them know about Jesus. Amen. Because the truth is going to set them free. Amen. So praise God. Whew. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Today we're going to be talking about Mother, a precious gift from God. Amen. Mother, a precious gift. She is. And if you're not seeing her that way, then we got to get you saved. Amen. Because you wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for your mother. And the Bible tells us, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but the Bible tells us, God gave us 10 commandments. And the fifth commandment says, honor your father and your mother. And we're going to be reading them a little more in a few minutes. But happy Mother's Day. Amen to all you. Amen. Praise God. I want to read this to you right quick. It says, don't leave the same. Leave change. You're a new person in Christ. Amen. He said He's giving you a new day. So you know what? He's also made you a new person. I'm a new creature in Christ. The old is gone. The new is in. Every time, you know, I keep telling you this, the battlefield is the mind, and you're thinking all these things. And the enemy's going to say, you know, you're no good, you're nobody, you can't do this, you can't do that. I say, well, you know what? I'm not agreeing with that, because that's not what the Word of God tells me. So I'm going to go by what the truth says. The truth is going to set me free. And I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in, but you know what? The enemy, the world, and some friends or family are going to come by and say, you are nobody. I say, man, that's not what the Word of God says, so I'm not receiving it. You got to receive it. And you know when you receive it, you're just going to bring you down. So don't receive it, because that's not truth and it's not for me. So I'm going to let it go. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, the Lord is not finished with you. You know why you're still here? Because He's not finished with you. So as long as you're here, make yourself available. And He said He wants to use you. Amen. But we got to line up with Him and press on with Him. Amen. Praise God. He says He has great plans for you, and none of them include defeat. Know you can do all things through Him who strengthens you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise God. See yourself the way He sees you. I tell you this all the time, and you got to write it down and put it somewhere where you can see it all the time. You're a winner, you're a champion, and you are an overcomer. So see yourself the way He sees you, not the way the enemy says, not the way the people say, not the way jealous people say. They just want to bring you down. They're jealous because they can't make the decision. They're straddling the fence. He says, be hot or cold. He said, I'll accept you hot or cold. He said, but don't be lukewarm. Amen. You're trying to play the world and you're trying to play Jesus at the same. You know, say, they ain't going to work. He said, He don't like that at all. So let's remember that. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's make this declaration together. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to read something at you. And it goes like this. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, whether they're present or they're gone, you know, still. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. She's in heaven. Says a mother is a mom, your teacher, your coach, your best friend, and your friend forever. Amen. Amen. And we talked about this. I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified. But it says this. Exodus 20 and 12 is one, our fifth commandment says this. It says, honor, respect, obey, and care for your father and your mother so that your days may be prolonged. That means be long and last in the land the Lord your God gives you. So it's not a suggestion. A command is a command. I'm retired military, and I tell you, when they give you a command, it's not for you to decide, well, do I want to do this? Amen? It's not a suggestion. You know, you either do it or you're gone. You're going to be punished. Well, Deuteronomy 5:16, also a fifth commandment, says, again, listen, because you see kids doing this nowadays so much. And even grown kids that never grown up. It says, honor, respect, obey, and care for your father and your mother. As the Lord your God has commanded you. Amen. So that your days on the earth may be prolonged, so that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. Amen. So, hallelujah. Praise God. And I'll read you the last one. It says this, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. In the Amplified. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. That is, accept their guidance, their discipline as his representatives. For this is the right, for obedience teaches wisdom and self-discipline. Number 2 says, honor, esteem, value as precious your father and your mother. And be respectful to them. This is the first commandment with a promise. And number 3 says, so that all may be well with you. If things ain't going right, you got to get them right. And you start doing what he's telling us to do. He's commanded us to do this. So that all may be well with you and that you may have a long life on earth. How many of you love living? It says, the enemy comes. The Bible says in John 10:10, the enemy comes. It says, the thief comes. But to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I come that you might have life and enjoy life. Amen. So get right and do the right thing. Amen. Do what he's telling us to do. Woo, hallelujah. So that's for a Mother's Day for today. Amen. And are we ready?
Yes.
Praise God. Again, happy Mother's Day. Feliz Día de las Madres. Happy Mother's Day. All kind of roses to you. God bless you all. Thank you, Lord. Says, Mother, one precious gift. Amen. Again, happy Mother's Day. Says, today we are here to worship our Lord, but also to honor our mothers. We are commanded to honor our mother. It is the living thing to do. It is the loving thing to do. Says, a mother is one of the greatest gifts of God. Man, if you love your mom, she brought you into this world. I mean, all you can do is love her back and say thank you and be grateful. Amen. And that is the most precious gift you'll have. Amen. Besides Jesus. Jesus being number one. Amen. But still, it says, keep going. It says, life doesn't come with a manual. It comes with a mother. Amen. And the mother's going to teach you the way you should go. And we're going to get into that scripture in a few minutes. But they're going to teach you the right from wrong. And they're going to teach you about the Word of God. Amen. That's the manual you want. But mom, it says it comes with a mom. Amen. Mother means sacrifice. Only a mother knows true meaning of sacrifice and love. Amen. Ooh, man, praise God. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Keep going. It says, when a child is born, a mother is born. And from that moment onwards, she sacrifices everything for her child. If you're a mom, you know what that means. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I keep trying to get ahead of myself, but I'm going to hold on. Hold on. Slow down. It says, a mother's the precious gift from God. Man, if you see your mother, she birthed you. She brought you into this world. She's the greatest gift that you can have. Yeah. Amen. So don't be disrespectful. The Bible says to respect her and to love her. Amen. Yeah. Honor her. A gracious gift. Gracious gift means gracious. Intelligent gift means gracious, intelligent, faithful, and tenderhearted. Amen. She is the what? Supermom. Yay. Let me see. Ooh. You ever see mom do this? How did you get all this done? Man, look at all. Man, she just like a octopus arms all over the place doing all kinds of stuff. That's when you say thank you. You know, she takes care of you. She takes care of your owies. She washes your clothes. She feeds you. She does all kinds of things for you. She spanks you when you need it. So you know what? Be nice. I mean, she's teaching you to be nice, and you want to be hard-headed. So you know what? He's going to knock you in the head. And I like this one. Look at this. See, I told you. So that's how she does it. She's super mom. I'm sure, Angels, you got one of them capes in your closet, and you're going to go check it out now. Oh, my God. Keep going. This is good. Let me see. Where am I? Okay. We celebrate Mother's Day once a year, every second Sunday of May, as we honor, appreciate moms for all they've done and are doing. Amen. Never does it say to disrespect her. If you're disrespecting her, you're being disobedient. And you need to get right. And you need to go before the Lord and ask forgiveness. And then go and ask her forgiveness. Amen. Praise God. It says, we don't have to wait till once a year. Says we don't have to wait once a year. Honor and appreciate mothers daily. And again, here's your fifth commandment. Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. He's given us this land, and your days are going to be long if you're being obedient to what he wants us to do. It's a command, not a suggestion. Okay? And you know, sometimes you got to get yourself right because your flesh wants to take you over, you know. But you know, as a child of God, when you've accepted him, he says he wants us to feed on his word. So we feed our spirit the word of God, and we get our strength from his word. And then he says the battlefield is the mind. So your mind is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Okay? That's your soul. So you got to feed it and renew your mind with the word of God. Because you start thinking all kind of crazy stuff. Amen. And just because you're a Christian don't mean you're not just going to be perfect. You're still going to think these things because you're human. But the Bible says renew your mind with the word of God. Get your thinking right. Because the enemy wants to distract you. The enemy wants to feed you all kind of negative things. He wants to feed you all the negative stuff. Distractions. So that you can get off course and forget about your God. You know what? Hey, man, I feel better when I was drinking that tequila, man. That tequila. Yeah. Or smoking that stuff. You know, if you want to get high, just get high with the Most High. Renew your mind and get high with the Most High. And you know what? You don't have no side effects. You're going to feel awesome. You're going to feel great. And the world's going to hate you. The devil's going to hate you. And some of them jealous friends are going to hate you. But you know, there's going to be some that come up to you and says, man, I don't know what it is about you, but man, you're always happy. You're always this. You're always that. And you know what? You never knew. But they watching. People are watching all the time. Something different about you. What is it? And then you let them know. Man, they open the door, so walk on in. Just like the enemy. You start confessing negative stuff. He just going to walk in. And when they ask you what it is, you say, it's Jesus. He's my Lord and Savior. Amen. And I keep all my peace. He gives me all the strength I need on a daily basis to fulfill what it is he wants me to do. And he wants to use you. He can use you. All you need to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. I'm preaching better than you amen in me now. Deuteronomy 5:16 says, again, fifth commandment says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you. Again, he's commanded us. He said, if you want to or if you feel like it, you know, no. That's not an option. It says that your days may be long. You like living? You want to live long? Say, man, he was only, you know, children, young men, older men, older women. they die young. You know, a lot of times it's because they're abusing. They're going against God's will. Yeah. Amen. Or they never accepted Him as Lord and Savior. That your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Yes. Amen. So, let's get right. Amen. Praise God. Says many of us wish we still had our mothers. If she's passed on, happy Heavenly Mother's Day, Mom. Mine is in heaven. Yours may be in heaven too, but still, you know, hey, just know she's in a better place, but she's still your mom. You don't forget. Amen. But you can still say, happy Heavenly Mother's Day, Mom. Amen. I love you. Amen. Continue to love, honor, appreciate, and respect and remember them. Treasure, cherish all memories. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Mother says, she's the first love of your life. She's the one who delivered you into this world. She's the one who teaches and corrects you in your childhood and growing up years. She's your mom, your teacher, your coach, and your best friend. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs 22:6 says, the King James says, train up a child. Train up your child in the way they should go. So, Mom, just know if you're not doing this, you're supposed to train your children. You know, a lot of times we want to get rid of them, and we send them to babysitters, or we send them to nannies, or we send them to somebody else. We send them to school to get away from them. But the Bible tells us what to do. It says, you train up your child the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. You know, it's okay to have a babysitter, but you know what? I'm going to do my training and my teaching. Yeah. Amen. And they can come and help. Amen. So praise God. That's how it's okay. Amplify says, train up a child in the way they should go, teaching him to seek God's wisdom and will for his ability and talents. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, in the training, in the learning years, in those early years, you're training your child the way they should go. And you know what? But they get an age of accountability, and when they get a little older, they're going to have a foundation of the God's Word and the training and the teaching you gave them. And the Bible says even when they're old, they won't forget it. They'll know, and they'll remember them good spankings you gave them too. You see, oh, Mom loved me so much. Dad loved me so much. They spanked me so good. You know? Come on now. If you didn't get spanked, you're spoiled. If you didn't get spanked, you didn't know my dad. And you didn't know my mom. They loved me very well. Since mother is one of the, is one whom the Bible gives us, gives most glory and honor besides Jesus. Do you hear that? Let me say it again. You watching, you listen, and listen. Mother is one whom the Bible gives most glory and honor besides Jesus. And of course, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek God first. Seek Jesus first. Amen. Jesus first, Mom, your parents, okay? And then whatever comes underneath that. But Jesus, your parents, and whatever's next. Amen. If you're married, your husband, your wife, and then after that is somebody else. She is known as the mother, I got a little ahead of myself, says Eve, first woman, first wife, and first mother. She is known as the mother of all the living. And Genesis, if you can mark these down, write these down. It says Genesis 3:20, and King James says, and Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all the living, of all living. Amen. And the Amplified says, I wrote Adam in there, but the Amplified only says the man named his wife Eve, life spring, life giver. That's what it means. It says because she was the mother of all the living. Amen. So Adam, it was only Adam and Eve then. Praise God. Keep going. It says Matthew 1:18 in the easy to read version says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, happened. His mother Mary was engaged to marry Joseph. But before they were married, he learned that she was expecting a baby. She was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you're a man and you're thinking like a man, you're going to say, wait a minute. I know we haven't been together. So why are you having this baby? He could have just had her stoned. He could have had her killed. Amen. But he knew, he was told, it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Amplified says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the power of the Holy Spirit. So now we know. And you can go to the scriptures and you find out for yourself. Read it for yourself. And you know, sometimes I tell you this all the time. Go read different translations so that you can understand it. Okay? But those are good. Find out what it says. And Luke 1:34-35 says, Mary said to the angel, how will this happen? I'm still a virgin. The angel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High God will cover you. The baby will be holy and will be called the Son of God. You see those capital letters there? Son of God. Yeah. Amen. And the Amplified says, Mary said to the angel. She's talking to an angel now. He said to how this will be, since I am a virgin. I have no intimacy with any man. Then the angel replied to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High, you see the Most High in caps, will overshadow you, says, like a cloud. For that reason, the holy, pure, sinless child shall be called the Son of God. Amen. Amen. So now you know, don't be second guessing or let somebody else tell you their version. You go find out for yourself. Because they can tell you something, if you just accept it, you're not going to know the truth. You go find out for yourself so that you can know the truth. Or somebody telling you and say, wait a minute, I read the same scripture, but that's not what the scripture says. It says this. It says you need to go back and read it for yourself. Well, somebody told me, well, that somebody didn't get it right. You go find out for yourself so you can get it right. It says that the truth will set you free. I don't have to be second guessing about who said what. I go find out for myself so nobody can feed me no bad information or wrong or lies, okay? So a lot of times we just want to hear what somebody else says. Well, Pastor said it. Well, Pastor might have copied it wrong. Amen? So you go. That's why I tell you, go look for yourself. Go find it for yourself. Amen? You know, when you feed yourself some of that good food we're going to have, you don't have me feed it to you. You go feed yourself. And you know what? You enjoy it. And it tastes so good. And it tastes so much better. Well, you know what? Same thing with the spiritual food. You go read it for yourself. You go find out for yourself. You go research for yourself. And you meditate on that. So when somebody try to feed you false stuff, says, that's not what my Bible says. That's not what the Word of God says. And you do what the Word of God says, not what somebody else said. And you know what? If I said it wrong, you come and let me know so that I can say, wow, I made a mistake. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. You still love Pastor, huh? John 19:26-27, Amplified says, so Jesus, seeing his mother and the disciples whom he loved, esteemed, standing near. You know, he's about to be crucified. Standing near, said to his mother, dear woman, look, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, John, look, here is your mother. Protect and provide for her. From that hour, the disciple took her into his home. You know, he's going to go away, but he's going to leave somebody to care for her while he's not around. Amen. So he's being taken care of. Amen. So praise God. Woo. Our world is full of mothers, but only one mother is special to you. One mother birthed you, but you might have an adopted or stepmother raised you. Thank God for mothers. Amen. We have an adopted son, but you know, I don't call him adopted son. I call him son. Amen. I have stepbrothers, but I don't call them stepbrothers or sisters. I call them brother or sister. Amen. I don't let that in between get in the way. Amen. So praise God. Show gratitude, thankfulness, appreciation, honor. Why? We are commanded to be obedient and obey. Amen. There's no one like your mother. No one can take the place of your mother. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. And we're going to get back into our commandments. We're going back to it. It says, Lord commands us to honor our mothers. He commands us, not an opinion. Amen. And again, Exodus 12 and 20 and 12 is our fifth commandment. And it tells you to honor your father and your mother. I'm just going to read that. It says, Deuteronomy 5:16 again, New King James, fifth commandment says, honor your father and your mother. As the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Things ain't going well. Maybe it's because you're being a little rascal. You need some dusting off. Or the Bible says you need some laying on of hands. And you know what? I'm just speaking to all the children. If you're getting spanked, it wasn't because you were doing something right. You were doing something wrong. And God has given us authority to lay hands on you. So we're going to show you how much we love you. I love you so much, son. I love you so much, daughter. And we're just going to let you have it. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Woo. I tell you, when I was growing up, if I did something at school or if I did something wherever I visited, they called mom and says, you know what? I just dusted your boy because he's done this. And when I got home, I got another one. So everybody knows everybody. So everybody want to lay hands on you because you were being a little rascal. So you know better than that. And when I get home again, you'll get it again. A double portion. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keep going. Thank you. How are we doing? We're doing all right. Again, Ephesians 6:1-3. I'm going to read it to you from the King James. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what? Is the right thing to do. It says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, with the promise that it may be well with you, and you may live a long, you may live long on the earth. So, you want to live long, you want to live right, you know. You'd be surprised. Some parents overdo it, but still, you know, we're to discipline you and not kill you. Amen. So, we need to pray about that. And Proverbs 31 says this. Keep going. It says Proverbs 31 says this. In the New King James says, children, rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Amen. The Amplified says, children will rise up and call her blessed, happy, prosperous, to be admired. Her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but well, and well, with the strength of character that is steadfast in goodness. But you excel them all. Charm and grace are deceitful and superficial. Beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, reverently worship, obey, serving and trusting Him with awe filled respect, she shall be praised. Amen. So listen, this is what the Word of God is saying. Amen. So if you don't think any better, so the mother that birthed you, the mother that grew you and taught you, we need to lay hands on you. And you got to get right. Yeah. And if you ain't right, first thing you got to do is get right with the Lord. Amen. Amen. And then be grateful for the precious gift He's given you.
Yes.
That mother of yours.
Yes.
Amen. And receive her and accept her. Amen. God wants us to do this. Amen. So, anyway, mother is a precious gift. Again, mother is a precious gift from God. You need to write that somewhere and see it all, on a daily basis so that you know. Even if she's in heaven, my mother's in heaven. But I appreciate everything she did for me. Amen. So, praise God. Mother is a precious gift from God. Four qualities of a mother. And we're talking about the gift. She's gracious, intelligent, faithful, and tender-hearted. Amen. I'm just going to read you a couple of little things here. It says, mother is a precious gift who is more concerned with the need of others than she is for her own needs. She puts her family first, those in need second, and herself last. She is gracious and self-seeking in the word she speaks, the things she does. She is gracious to her household. She is gracious to her family. She is gracious to the needy. She is a woman of grace, a precious gift from God. Number two is, in the word gift, she is intelligent. Amen. She is wise. She is industrious. She manages her family and her finances well. She has a relationship with Him, with her God. She knows who she is in Christ. She knows who's backing her. She knows she can do all things through Him. She knows she has been given a spirit. She has not been given a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Hallelujah. She is intelligent. She is gracious. She is intelligent. Number three is faithful. She is faithful to her God. Of course, Matthew 6:33, being faithful to God first. Patricia loves her God first. And then she's married to me. I'm second. And I know this. And we're vice versa. Amen. She is faithful to her husband. She is faithful to her family. Faithful is one of the most important qualities of God. The greatest word we could hear from God is in Matthew 25:21. That says, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. It is not our ability that counts to God, but our availability. Amen. I don't care how many degrees you have. Thank God you got them. But you know what? Most important is making yourself available to Him. It doesn't matter, you know, how I can take my degrees off when I walk in the presence of God. It says, not my will, but your will be done. He paid a debt He didn't know. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. Amen. But I can give myself back to Him. Amen. Whew, praise God. Thank you. We must use our gifts and abilities to faithfully serve Him and others. Amen. For God so loved the world. Well, I'm going to get there in a few minutes. Our godly mother is a woman of faithfulness, a precious gift from God. Amen. And the last one is tenderhearted. She is tenderhearted. She is overflowing with love. She is overflowing with kindness. Amen. And I wrote this down. It says, mother tenderness is described in 1 Corinthians 13:14-8. In the new easy-to-read version, it says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag. It is not proud. Love is not rude. It is not selfish. It cannot be made angry easily. Love does not remember wrongs done against it. Love is never happy when others do wrong, but it is always happy with the truth. Love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting, never lose hope, and never quits. Love will never end. Love never fails. Amen. That's the mother's tender heart. Amen. So that best describes her. Tenderness is a way of life for her. She is a woman of tenderness, a gift from God. How should we receive this precious gift? Receive it by faith, with thanksgiving, with gratitude, with honor. Amen. Yeah. Ooh, praise God. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. One gift God has given, which is more precious. Father's gift of his one and only son, Jesus. And John 3:16 says, New King James, for God so loved the world. We're talking about people. That he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
And in between, I put this so you could see. Jesus is the gift of salvation.
Yes.
He says, the bridge between God and sin. Amen. I mean, there's a separation.
Yes.
Amen. God and sin. But there's a division there until Jesus came. And Jesus put a bridge. So now you can confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And John 14:6 says this. Says Jesus said to him, I am the way, the only way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. So there's a bridge there now. But you have to confess him as your Lord and Savior. Nobody can do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. Amen. So let's remember this. As a matter of fact, open your Bibles, grab your Bible, and we'll read it right away. And open up to the book of Romans. Romans 10:9-10. Amen. Are you there?
Yes.
Romans 10:9-10 says, If you, Jose, shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. But you have to confess with your mouth, not with somebody else's mouth. And I've seen it on TV. I've been in services and I've confessed it many times over. I know it only takes one, but I've said it over many times. And every time you think about it, you can say it. I know without a doubt that I am saved, and I know I'm going to heaven. When that trumpet sounds, I'm going up. I ain't going down. and verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. And you know what? As a matter of fact, while we're there, just turn over to 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9 says, are you there? Now you're saved. You're saved. But you know what? We still ain't perfect. We're still in this world. And if you sin, if you happen to sin, the Bible tells us in 1 John 1:9, it says, I lost my space. Oh, here it is. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know what? You don't have to come to pastor. You don't have to go to nobody else. You can just go straight to God. Amen. You have grace. You can go straight to the throne of God and say, Father, I was ugly. I sinned. You know, and you tell him whatever you want to tell him and confess. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to forgive and forget.
Amen.
So if you confess, if he forgives and forget, you do the same thing.
Amen.
But the enemy and people are going to bring it back to you and say, man, you was ugly. And, you know, and they're going to hold it against you. If God can forgive and forget, you forgive and forget. No matter what people say or what the mind is telling you, because it's going to try to rehash again. And you say, it's confessed. It's gone. He's forgotten about it.
Yes.
So I'm going to do the same thing. And you know what? Just hit delete and let it go. Amen.
Yes.
So in closing,
Amen.
I just wanted to say again, happy Mother's Day. Feliz Día de las Madres. To all the mothers. Gracias. It says thank you to all our mothers. Gracias a todas nuestras madres. And I have a poem I want to read at you. And it's a Mother's Day poem that goes like this. It says, God's masterpiece is a mother. God took the fragrance of a flower, the majesty of a tree, the gentleness of a morning dew, the calm of a quiet sea, the beauty of a twinkling hour, the soul of a straying night, the laughter of a rippling brook, the grace of a bird in flight. Then God fashioned from these things a creation like no other. And when his masterpiece was through, he called it simply Mother. Amen. Hallelujah. So, if God thinks highly of mothers, amen, we must do the same thing. So, again, in closing, I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, whether they're here or in heaven. Amen. Feliz día de las madres a todas nuestras madres. Amen. So, God bless you. Did you receive? If not, we just got to get you saved. Amen. Those of you watching, those of you listening, if you never accepted him, if you're still running from him, you know what? It's time to come back. Come back to Father's house. Amen. Or if you never accepted him, you know, all you have to do is say, Father, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's going to take you back. He's just been waiting for you to say that. And you know, you've been running from him. And stop running. Amen. You're down and out. Whatever you're going through is because you've been neglecting him. Because you've been avoiding him. It's time to, you know, we can't go without him. And we can't go to heaven without him. So just receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. If you have sickness in your body, do what I do. I just confess the word. By Jesus' stripes, I am well. I'm healed. He took it at the cross. So you know what? By Jesus' stripes, I am well. I'm healed. I receive no malfunctions in my body. Everything functioning to perfection. In Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. Amen. And it's time to give. Just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, or mail NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. Or you can go Cash App, New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. God loves you, and we love you. And again, Happy Mother's Day. Feliz Dia de las Madres. Bye-bye.